Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. You guys, I have another great interview lined up for you guys. I have been telling you guys for a couple of weeks that April is going to be a powerful month, and you guys are figuring that out by now. So we have another great interview, and I am here with Marilee from Easy Budget, and she is going to share just her whole family's journey, the amazing debt snowball calculator that you guys are probably familiar with. I'm personally obsessed with it. And we're going to talk about a lot of other great stuff. So welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Sammy, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yes, I am so glad to finally get to sit down and talk to you. I feel like we have been Instagram friends for a super long time. Like, I don't even remember how long it has been.
I know, from the beginning, I think it's been a couple of years now.
Yeah, a couple of kids ago.
Yeah.
Yes. So you guys just had your third baby. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So exciting. I love, you know, when you follow people for so long and you start to, you know, you feel like you know their family, you get excited when other people have babies.
So true.
So exciting. So I love like finding other young families to follow. That's one of my favorites because I love following other people's kids. I don't know if that's just me, but that's like my favorite. So you guys are also a family from Texas. We're also from Texas. So tell us a little bit more about your family, your story, and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. So we have three kids. We just had our third a month ago. And they're little guys. We just have a five-year-old, a three-year-old, and a one-month-old. And my husband and I have been married for 6 years. My husband graduated from college about 3 years ago. And it was shortly after that that we kind of realized the big pile of debt that we were in. I eventually looked at our student loans and added them all up, combining mine and his, which I don't think I had done while we were still in school. And I was like, wow, this is worse than I thought. This is a lot of debt. And so I had actually read Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover, which is, I think, is a huge inspiration. I had read that my freshman year of college, but at that time I didn't really have any debt, so it just didn't really impact me very much. I did learn some things from it, like avoiding credit cards and just general good habit ideas, but it wasn't until I had a pile of debt after school that I realized that we really needed to make a change. So it was, I think, November of 2016 that I reread the book. And at that point, I started getting really intense and realized that we needed to just pay off this debt as fast as we could, climb out of this hole. And then the world was our oyster after that. We had would have so many opportunities with our income and with our potential to have a great life, but not if we were paying over $1,000 a month in minimum payments. We were paying over $1,000 a month.
Crazy.
Crazy, right? So I knew we had to get rid of that. So we got really gazelle intense, and we started working Dave Ramsey's baby steps. We did end up modifying them a little bit later on, but we just got really intense after that and got going. It's been 2 years and 2 months now, and we're almost finished.
That's amazing. Yeah, I saw your post pretty recently where you had like the then and now and the list of how many student loans there were and then how many are left now. And I thought that was really awesome, and that's super motivating. And I love everything that you share. Like, you on your Instagram, you're sharing the whole, like all the aspects, the meals, the debt payoff tips, the family, the everything. And I think that's so great. And your Instagram has just blown up. Like, you have like over 35,000 followers. That is crazy. How does that feel? Just knowing that like you just started this to help your family and now you're helping 35,000 people. What does that feel like?
It's pretty cool. The other month I was at an event where there was a speaker and there were 25,000 people in that audience. And that was how many followers I had at the time. And it occurred to me for a second, like, wow, this is the amount of people that follow me, that know me, and that are reading these things. And I think that's really cool. It's also a great privilege and also responsibility to make sure that I'm putting out content that's going to improve people's lives instead of make their lives worse, because social media has the ability to do both. Mm-hmm. So I like to share a lot of variety on my Instagram because that's what my real life is. And try and be as authentic as possible, posting things that are relevant to me, things that will save people money, things that I do to save money, posting our real numbers, which is scary at first, but now it's just really fun. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think, what you said about posting real numbers, that's something that I've challenged myself this year to get better at. It's so nerve wracking to post those real numbers and just be so open to the world. But I think when you start to get feedback that like it really is helping other people and you're not alone on this journey and on and on and on, and it's just like, it's just a cycle of motivation, and I love it. That is like the best thing about the debt-free community, and it's just all the support and motivation.
I agree. And the numbers are interesting. I think it gets a little bit scarier when you're just showing people like your savings and your bank account and your assets like you guys are in. That feels a little bit more personal than just your pile of debt.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to people. Everyone wants to take a look into people's personal lives, but not everybody's willing to share that information. Mm-hmm. And we're not willing to share everything, but this is something that we are willing to share with people so we can help them out.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So you mentioned a little while ago, and I actually remember when this happened on your journey, but you mentioned about modifying the baby steps a little bit. Explain a little bit more for anyone who isn't familiar with that part of your journey and kind of what that looked like for you, why you did it and all that.
Yeah. So about the first year of our debt-free journey, we were very strict Puritan Dave Ramsey followers. And that's just kind of my style. I'm a very black and white thinker. I can't start something and not finish it. But about a year into our journey, I started picking up different books with different philosophies about personal finance. And I kind of had this light bulb moment where I realized that Dave Ramsey's baby steps were amazing and huge and influential for a lot of people, especially beginners or people with really bad financial habits. But I started reading other people's books and realizing that there was more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way to be successful. And there's been millions and millions of people who've been successful doing it a different way. So I kind of opened my mind a little bit. And so at that point, we started making modifications that made sense for our family. So for example, the first thing I did was start contributing to our 401k again. We had a company match, and we had stopped that match for the first year so we could put more money towards debt, which I don't regret. But at that point, we decided to start contributing again so we could get the company match. It's free money.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for the last year or so. So that was one of the first modifications that we made. We didn't do a couple other modifications going on. We purchased a home because we were making a big move related to my husband's career, and it just didn't make sense for us to be renting. So we purchased a home. We have paused our debt snowball when we had big things coming up. We've done small vacations. I don't really consider them vacations because it's just like going to weddings or visiting family, but those are very expensive.
Yeah.
A big family. Yeah. And so those cost a lot of money. And we decided that we were not willing to wait to see family and grandparents and go to weddings and all those important things because of our debt. We wanted to live our lives through the process. So those are some of the main modifications that we made.
Yeah. And I think I like what you said about how, you know, you're kind of taken Dave Ramsey's book as a starter, which is also what we did. And I think that it's exactly like what you said. It's great for the beginner. It tells you exactly what you need to know. But then I always feel like once you kind of get settled, you know, it is personal finance for a reason. It's okay to adapt and adjust and make it work for your family. And we did some things a little different. Like the thing that we started off with, we only started with a $500 emergency fund. which sounds crazy because a lot of people will go the opposite and they'll save more for their starter emergency fund. But $1,000 seemed like a ton of money to us then. And we were just like, we can't do it. $500 is plenty. We just need to pay off this debt. And we paid some things out of order. But yeah, and I think that, you know, as long as you're being intentional with your money and you know your goal, you're making progress, that's really at the end of the day what matters most, you know?
Totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you guys talked about how when you had your baby, well, while you were pregnant, you paused the debt snowball. And that's what we did as well when we had our third child. So tell us a little bit more about the philosophy behind pausing the debt snowball in times like that.
Yeah, we had a couple of different reasons that we were doing that. But one of the reasons is because we knew we were going to be having those bills. So pausing the debt snowball, the main purpose of that is so that if you know there's a large future expense coming up, such as a baby, mm-hmm. you can stockpile money so that when that big expense comes up, you can pay for it in cash. And if you've got a big pile of debt, chances are you have a habit of buying things with credit. So by pausing the debt snowball and stockpiling some money, you are practicing paying for things in cash, which is just a skill that you have to learn to master personal finance.
Yeah. And I thought when we did that, I was really scared to pause the debt snowball. It was the first time we had paused because we had just started when we found out we were pregnant with our third child. Which was so scary, but we knocked out a bunch of small debts and got to a certain point a few months into the pregnancy and then paused. So we were able to make a little bit of headway. And I was terrified to pause, but I actually found that being able to pause it and being able to kind of stockpile that money and have the money ready for her medical bills, for my husband to take off extra time for work, was actually incredibly empowering because I was like, I have control over this for once. Like I felt like I could do what I wanted with my money. And it was crazy. So where were you guys at in your journey with your first two children? Where did that fall in? Did you guys have to pause for them as well? Or
no, I wish. we had both our first two kids when we were still college students. So mm-hmm. I had actually graduated. And my husband was still finishing his engineering degree. And so I had both the kids while I was waiting for him to finish school. And that we were very poor. So I learned a lot of frugal tips just based on how I was raised. Mm-hmm. And from that time of just being dirt poor, I was working part-time jobs from home. My husband was working part-time jobs while doing a very intense degree.
Yeah.
And we had those too. So the third one was the only one that we've actually had any money to stockpile.
That's exactly how it went for us. She was our first cash flowed baby, we like to call her. We were actually still, because my second and my third are 20 months apart. And so we were actually still paying. We paid the last few of Izzy's medical bills from being born. And I was already pregnant with Melanie. That's how like we were still.
Yeah.
And everything was a mess. But, you know, I have been asked and I've posted, you know, I try to be pretty honest about things like that. Like, yeah, we could barely make ends meet and we had two children. And I've been asked sometimes in a little bit of a snarky way and sometimes just in a merely curious way, you know, if you guys were struggling so much, why did you keep having kids? So what would be your answer to that question?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I will only answer from my perspective.
Yeah.
We knew we were going to be in a better situation very quickly. Mm-hmm. When we were college students, but I had a college education. My husband was finishing his degree and he was going to be in a very employable position. So we knew we wanted to have a family. All three of our kids were planned and intentional. Mm-hmm. And we knew that we would be able to make ends meet while we were in school. And we used loans. I mean, yeah. I should have said that from the beginning. We were using student loans. So yeah. We're paying for that now, you know. But right. That was worth it for us. We knew we wanted to start a family. We felt like it was the right thing to do. And we knew that it would work out eventually. And it has. So we graduated, got the job we were planning on. Now we're working our snowball, paying off the debt, and then we're going to, you know, move on with our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel too. And, you know, really for our first two, kind of my answer usually to that is, for starters, we really didn't know any better, you know, until we're about to have our second kid, which is kind of where I hit my rock bottom, had my light bulb moment of like, what are we doing? But you know, the first 3 years of parenthood, we honestly just did not know any different because we were both raised in pretty low income families. It, struggling was normal. It was like, well, you're a young family. Of course you're broke. Yeah. There was never an expectation for anything different. And so that's usually my kind of my go-to answer with that. And with our third baby, she was 100% a surprise. and of course I would not ever replace her. And she, her pregnancy ended up being the best motivation. I mean, we hustled through some debt during her pregnancy and that's directly amazing. After.
Yeah.
We just kind of like just nested up at the house and we like didn't really do much. And we were like, we're knocking this out. We have a timeline now. And it was kind of one of those moments where like, you know better, so you do better. Totally. And we don't regret it at all. And you know, and also I feel like, again, you know, personal finance is personal. And I know there's tons of people who wait to have kids till they're in a better financial place. That's awesome as well. But I feel like we're both examples of doing this while having babies, while having young children, and it's still totally possible.
You know? And I would also add, this is my snarky answer,
yes.
that children, being in a good place financially when you have kids is great. But kids need love. They need yes. parents that are there for them, that are going to do their best to spend time with their children. They don't need really nice stuff, a nice house, nice cars, and like a padded bank account.
Yes.
I'm not advocating for being financially irresponsible, but what I'm saying is that people don't need to have a ton of money in order to have kids. That yes. is such a lie. Kids are not that expensive. They are if you want them to have the finest things in the world. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely have kids when you're on a debt-free journey. And obviously, like you said, before you know better, a lot of times people have kids
yes.
and the hope is that they're moving on from that. But I just kind of have to roll my eyes when people yeah. are snarky about people who have kids when they, you know, quote, don't have a lot of money or when they're in debt, because yeah. that's not what having a family is based
exactly,
around.
Exactly. And, you know, we very much wanted to start our family while we were young. And that was part of our plan. And we don't obviously regret any of it. And like you said about, you know, kids don't really need the fanciest things. We're currently in a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house by choice.
Yep.
So we can save half of our income. It's not a, like, this isn't our only option. We're doing this by choice and our kids are just fine, you know?
Well, yeah, maybe more than fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gonna be, that's actually good for some kids.
Yeah.
to have a little humility and to exactly. focus on the important things in life. Like you guys love to camp together. Mm-hmm. Those are the memories. Those are the things that are going to feed their souls, not the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we know, you know, that our long-term goals are to help them go to college, to eventually build our dream house, for my husband to retire at a decent age and all these things. And we know that ultimately those things are more important than how expensive their shoes are and if they all have their own bedrooms, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So I think it's so refreshing to actually to kind of have an ally on my side on
yes,
this topic,
totally.
You know, cause it's so goodness. I'm like, I would not trade my kids for anything, obviously. And, you know, even though it was hard, but it wasn't impossible. And if I could go back, I'd do it all again. I would still have my kids when I had them.
Yeah. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yep. Yep. So you guys have just had, you've had your own amazing journey, but you have also had such a huge impact on the debt-free community, not with just your social media, sharing your journey, but also with your debt calculator. So I love it. I think it is the greatest thing. I wish that I would have had it when I was still in debt. I don't love it enough to go back into debt, but very close.
Please don't.
No. So tell us a little bit more about your calculator that you guys have made.
So when we first started our debt-free journey, this was back in January of 2017. I needed to know when we were going to be finished. I'm a very analytical person. I think I already mentioned that, very black and white. And I kind of liken it to when I used to be a runner and I would go out on a run. I had that entire run mapped out. I knew I was going 4 miles. I knew exactly where I was going to turn. And I wasn't the kind of person that could just go out on a run and see how far I could run. I needed to know the end from the beginning because that helps me pace myself. And that is what I needed to know when we started. I told my husband, I need to know if we put this amount towards debt every month, if we make this our goal, how long is it going to take? Is this going to take us 8 years, 5 years, 4 years, 2 years? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I can make a calculator. I should say that before that, we looked around online and we couldn't find what we were looking for. There were a couple of things out there, but none of them was really meeting our needs. None of them were really meeting our needs.
Yeah.
So my husband's like, I can make one. He's an engineer. He has a lot of training from some past jobs that he did in Excel. So he created this debt snowball calculator that kind of follows the Dave Ramsey ideology, or at least it's a debt snowball calculator. You can also use Avalanche or a custom order, but it basically follows along with people who are following that ideology. Mm-hmm. And every single cell in this spreadsheet has logic in it that my husband has input by hand to help people calculate when they're going to be free from their debt. And we tried to make it very user-friendly and colorful and interesting. And we recently added a new feature where, let me back up. You have the ability to tell it how much you're going to put towards your debt every month. You have the ability to tell it any extra payments you're going to make in the future, like for a raise or a tax refund that you're going to get next year and put towards debt. And we recently added a new feature where you can update it at the end of each month, telling the calculator how much you actually put towards your debt, and it will kind of recalibrate for you. So we created this tool because I just knew that other people were going to be needing it too. And it's done really well. We've had hundreds of people buy it, use it, give us good feedback. We're always here to help our customers. And we've had a lot of people tell us that it's made a huge difference for them in their debt-free journey. So it's been pretty cool and rewarding.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I know when I have one of your affiliate links, and I was so excited to get it. So I was already recommending it to people before that. So I was so excited to kind of partner up with you guys. And I had my mom and my sister came over for some reason that first day that I had access to it. And I'm showing it to both of them, and they're just like, wait, what? This is amazing. And I'm just so impressed. And so I'm always, you know, I mention it in my course, and I'm always recommending it. And I have a few personal friends who have bought it. And one of my friends, he actually, he texted me and told me, like, okay, we're buckling down, like, we're getting serious. What do I need to do? And I sent him the link. I think it was just coincidentally when you guys were having a sale, he bought it right then. He texted me like a day or two later and was like, this is amazing. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for this. And it's just awesome. And I love it how I've even used it to help some of my one-on-one coaching clients. And I'm just like, okay, this is when you're going to be debt-free. And it's just something so powerful about knowing that when.
I mean, it's motivation. It's like, I can do, if I put a little bit more every month, mm-hmm. I can be debt free this much sooner, and just really helps you, you know, visualize.
Yeah. And even if, even if it's longer than you would like it to be, just the power of knowing, it's like, okay, we know how big the monster is now. And now we know like how hard we're going to have to work to tackle it. Rather than just that, like, worry in the back of your mind is, I'm not really sure how much debt I'm in. I'm not really sure when it's going to be paid off. It takes all that load off of you. And it's just amazing. Amazing. I love it so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you're loving it and able to use it for your clients. That's exactly what it's for. So
yes, I'm awesome. just I'm obsessed with it. It's even got me to, I love how automated it is. And it's even got me with my own worksheets, trying to make them more automated because it's just, it's wonderful how automated it is. You just type everything in the little boxes and it's like done.
Yep. So I wish I could say that I was the brains behind the spreadsheet, but my husband totally is. I'm the one that does most of the social media.
It is definitely a skill. Like I'm trying to update mine for myself right now before I share them with anybody else. And it has been a lot of Googling to figure this stuff out. It
takes a lot of training.
Yes, it does. And it's just like, you know, for a few dollars, like you can just get a calculator that's already set up for you. You don't have to spend hours and days trying to do it yourself. And it's just like, just do it. And it's so much easier.
Yeah, it's pretty ready to go.
Yes, so much easier. So that has been a huge part of so many people's journey. What other tips do you have? Just like, what are some of your favorite tips just for people that are first getting started, other than using the debt snowball calculator? What other things would you suggest for people who are just beginning?
For people who are just beginning, almost always the first thing I recommend to them is to read The Total Money Makeover. Yeah. And there are a lot of books that I think are useful for learning personal finance and budgeting and all that. But that book, it's cheap and it's a very easy read. It helps so much in getting motivated, getting a plan, learning about zero-based budgeting. So almost always to all people, I recommend that book because Dave Ramsey is kind of like the gateway into personal finance. So that's kind of like my first tip, figuring out when you're going to be debt-free and obviously learning how to budget. You have to master budget. And I never had a successful budget until I started my debt-free journey. So it is possible for people who stink at budgeting to figure it out. And once you figure it out, it's done. It's a lifelong skill.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think it's like a habit you have to adopt. And I kind of talk about it a lot like a muscle. Like, yeah, it's not great at first, but you're not great at anything at first. And you keep working at it and working at it. And then, you know, a couple of years down the road, you'll be great at it.
Yeah. And you have a system in place that works for you. It's just something, life feels so good when you budget correctly. Yeah. It just feels like you're in control of things. It's kind of, I'm a little obsessed with it. Probably all of us finance nerds are obsessed.
Yes, I'm very obsessed with it. It's just like, I actually was, Sunday evening was just like sitting down. One of my weekend goals is to, you know, get the budget good and updated and just make sure everything's squared away before the week starts. And I just kind of plopped down at my desk and I had a cup of coffee and I was like, oh, I just love a good budget and a cup of coffee. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Me too. Oh my gosh. Nerds. I really do. I feel so much better after my budget's down.
I mean, sometimes I procrastinate on it, but it's like, just bite the bullet, open up your bank account or dig out your receipts, whatever you need to do, open up the budget worksheets and just get it over with. Like you're going to feel so much better after it's done.
And after you're all set up. I think it's a testament of, not that everybody's going to become such budget nerds, but that when you've mastered this skill, that it's very empowering and it feels good. You feel like you have so much control and you can't let go of that control. The reason we're so obsessed with our budgets is because we know that horrible feeling of losing control and not being in control. Yeah. So once you have that control, you can't let go of it because it feels so good. So I really hope everybody can learn how to budget because it's just really important.
Yeah, it's money is, it just is. It's the foundation of so many different aspects of our lives. And, you know, to ignore that is just building a life on a crumbling foundation, you know, and it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. You're not going to feel safe and secure in that kind of situation.
I agree.
Yeah. So I could talk to you forever and I just thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your story and everything, all your tips that you shared with us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Sammy. You're fun. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking the time away from your babies, especially your little one. I know that that's not easy, but we really appreciate it.
Hey, his dad needs some practice with him. Hey, so it's all good.
That's exactly where my kids are. They're in the living room with their dad, and that's, you know, they're good. They're good.
Yes, they are.
Yes. So thank you so much. Again, you guys, I am going to link to everything that we mentioned in the show notes, of course. I'm going to link to all Marilee's social links and everything so you guys can connect with her on Instagram and everything else that she has to offer. You guys, please share this episode. Leave us a review and subscribe if you haven't already. That is what helps the podcast grow. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this interview, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.